Sully had won the Silver Star for the rescue, of course, the helicopter rescue. The gooks had been shooting, but Packer and Sherman had led a bunch of American soldiers, mostly Delta II-2s, in just the same. 10 or 12 of the Bravo Company soldiers had laid down a confused and probably not very effective covering fire as the rescue operation took place, and for a wonder, 2 of the men from the tangled copters had actually been alive, at least when they came out of the clearing. John Sullivan had carried one of them to cover, all by himself, the chopper guy shrieking in his arms and covered with fire-retardant foam. Malenfant had gone running into the clearing, too. Malenfant clutching one of the extinguisher canisters like a big red baby and screaming at the Kong in the bush to shoot him if they could, except they couldn't. He knew they couldn't. They were just a bunch of blind, slow-pedged, syphilitic fucks, and they couldn't hit him, couldn't hit the broadside of a fucking barn. Malenfant had also been put up for the Silver Star, and although Diefenbaker couldn't say for sure, he supposed the pimply little murdering asshole had probably won one. Had Sully known or guessed? Wouldn't he have mentioned it while they were sitting together outside the funeral parlor? Maybe, maybe not. Medals had a way of seeming less important as time passed, more and more like the award you get in junior high for memorizing a poem or the letter you got in high school for running track and blocking home plate when the throw came home. Just something you kept on a shelf. They were the things old men used to jazz the kids, the things they held out to make you jump higher, run faster, fling yourself forward. Diefenbaker thought the world would probably be a better place without old men. This revelation coming just as he was getting ready to be one himself. Let the old women live. Old women never hurt anyone, as a rule. But old men were more dangerous than rabid dogs. Shoot all of them, then douse their bodies with gasoline, then light them on fire. Let the children join hands and dance around the blaze, singing corny old Crosby, Stills, and Nash songs. "Are you really okay?" Mary asked. "About Sully?" "Sure, I hadn't seen him in years." He sipped his coffee and thought about the old lady in the red sneakers, the one Malenfant had killed, the one who came to visit Sully. She wouldn't be visiting Sully anymore. There was that much, at least. Old Mama San's visiting days were done. It was how wars really ended, Diefenbaker supposed, not at truce tables, but in cancer wards and office cafeterias and traffic jams. Wars died one tiny piece at a time, each piece something that fell like a memory, each lost like an echo that fades in winding hills. In the end, even war ran up the white flag, or so he hoped. He hoped that in the end, even war surrendered.
This ends Disc 19.